Well, for thousands of years, people have measured time using the rotation of the Earth. They've watched the sun moving across the sky. And we had a timescale called Greenwich Mean Time, which essentially used the sun as a basic reference. That was fine up until the mid-1950s, by which point people realised that the Earth itself isn't a perfect timekeeper. It actually speeds up a bit and slows down a bit unpredictably. And in 1955, the first atomic clock came into operation, built at NPL by Louis Essen. And for the first time, we had a man-made clock that was much better than the Earth. And the result was, in 1967, the second was redefined. So instead of using the Earth as the fundamental reference, we now use a precise number of ticks of the radiation given out by cesium atoms in an atomic clock. Today we have even better atomic clocks. They've been developed to the point where they're now a million times more stable than the Earth itself at keeping time. We now just use the atomic clocks to monitor the Earth. We look at the Earth speeding up and slowing down. So we now have atomic clocks which are so precise that they've enabled all sorts of new applications. We have the internet, telecommunications that depend on atomic clocks to synchronize the networks, and we have satellite navigation, GPS, which uses atomic clocks on the satellites to allow precise positioning to the nearest meter or so. But there's work going on to develop even more accurate atomic clocks, the next generation of clocks. And these would be based on optical signals rather than the current microwave signals. And they will allow all sorts of new applications and almost certainly will lead to a redefinition of the second at some point in the next decade. So you can see that there's been great progress in the last half century in timekeeping. We've moved from using the Earth itself to measure time to atomic clocks based on cesium atoms. Those have been the basis of timekeeping for the last half century. But now we have a new generation of optical clocks coming along, which will be even more precise. They will enable even more exciting applications of timekeeping in everyday life.